Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from us. He's a superlative co-host. He enjoys being called Papa by both of his grandchildren. I hope the second one is saying Papa soon if he isn't already.
No, it's still burp.
Oh, jeez.
And I have a habit of clearing my throat, so now my wife says to him, "How does Papa go?" And he goes,
"Oh."
I think he's going to think that's my name.
That's funny, in an anti-Joe sort of way.
Well, there's a lot of anti-Joe around these days.
Okay. All right. So on the other side of the glass, superlative co-host, he is fabulous. Fabulouser by the day. He's the fabulist. Mr. Rob Center and Mr. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom saying traffic is fine in Northumberland this morning, lighter than traffic volumes, lighter than average traffic volumes. We had a little bit of a slowdown trying to get to the Market Street light in Sunbury, but that's just about it.
Rob's worst time of the year is coming up, you know.
His worst, was he have allergies?
Fourth of July. People set off fireworks,
yes,
and poor Dixie
bananas. Nori is crazily loud the 4th of July. I'm with Rob on this one. It's not good.
It's people setting off fireworks in the middle of the street. That's the hardest thing. Which
town.
I think is illegal, because that's less than 150 feet away from an inhabited structure.
Well, if we're lucky, maybe we'll get the rain on the 4th of July.
Well, they'll just do it the next night, do it anyway.
Don't the police stop it?
I guess they could catch a few people if they try. They're hard to track down. It's like whack-a-mole, you know. As soon as they set it off, they kind of scurry to the next block. And, you know, unless somebody's having an outright fireworks display in their yard, they think it'd be a little bit hard to track down.
Well,
it is. They do track some down. They do get firework complaints, I can tell you that.
Well, I'm sure they do.
We'll see those pop up on the computer-aided dispatch screen when the time comes. So they get called about it. I don't know how many citations they issue. That's a good question. We'll have to ask them next time we see them.
All right.
1-800-795-9565. Not just random digits. That is our toll-free line. And we have an open day today, so we can talk about anything you would like. We have two individuals who have sent us notes for us to progress through to try to get the show started. So we'll read those emails. We also have a text left over from yesterday where one individual asks, Chris, what laws were broken? Chris, I'm assuming he's talking about President Trump or the campaign, since collusion's not really a crime. It's just a bad idea. So we know that
you and I collude every day.
I know. Before we do the show,
about what we're going
well,
to
clearly
discuss.
It's a bad idea. It doesn't seem to be helping.
Collusion is not necessarily a bad thing.
All right. Well, yeah. What's the difference between collusion and a conference? Well, I guess because the president
a few letters
discussed with Russia. I'm not even sure he colluded, but in any event, discussed with Russia, you know, good ways to throw the election so that it would go in his favor. But it's not illegal, so therein lies the rub, as we would say. It's a dilemma.
I think you made that up.
Which part?
About the president having a meeting with them.
His aides had
a meeting.
Right. Well, okay. Who is it that they think the aides work for?
Well, still, I mean, you could go out and do something that would be completely detrimental to the broadcasting company, and the management might not know about it until you did it or word came back. You might think you were doing a good turn. You come in and say, oh my gosh, you got us in trouble, buddy.
Well, if I worked closely with the boss, he would know, as the campaign worked closely with President Trump. So I have a feeling the president known, but he did need plausible deniability, and he got it. So I'm not even saying it's a terrible thing. It's what he said he was going to do, and he did it.
Well, Rob sent us the definition. A secret agreement, especially for fraudulent or treacherous purposes. Conspiracy. Some of his employees were acting in collusion to rob him. law, a secret understanding between two or more persons to gain something illegally, to defraud another of his or her rights, or to appear as adversaries, though in agreement.
Okay, so do you and I collude before the show?
No, I guess we don't.
do we have a secret agreement? Well, we have a secret agreement to try to make this show.
Well, we're trying to defraud our listeners into thinking we know what we're doing.
and we tried to secretly make the show not as bad as the day before.
Right. So we have our motto, which we won't repeat, but we start every program with it. Right.
Some of the employees were acting in collusion to rob him. Hmm.
Well, I always thought collusion was more of a collegial word. I guess I should have looked up the definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is pretty diabolical.
It is.
That more accurately describes what the president was doing. But, you see, it isn't an actual statute. It's not a law. So even though it's a terrible idea, and of course buying—
Well, collusion in the furtherance of a criminal enterprise would be.
Right. But is it illegal to throw the election in favor of one person or another? Is that—
I don't know. We're still going over this. I saw a story this morning that the State Department has found some 30 instances of fraud or failure to follow the rules with respect to Hillary Clinton's emails. So we're still going through that.
Oh,
and
the
emails. They're about to issue discipline against some of the people involved. And they talked about dumbing down Comey's thing that she acted with reckless disregard. You know, so we're rehashing the election of 2016 and the Hillary Clinton's emails, Benghazi. Nothing ever goes away, you know. Nothing's ever settled.
Who was it that said, "Are we not men?"
Sure many people have said that.
Was that Devo?
I don't know. It sounds like something Paul would have said.
Oh, it was a band.
It was Devo, yes.
Oh, okay. A band in the late 70s? Or no, I guess it'd be early 80s.
More like the 80s, yeah.
Okay, early 80s.
I'm not familiar with
it. We are not men because of all the things that we do, I'm assuming. I don't even remember the reference. I just remember that phrase kept popping up.
Well, you know, it's tonight the president kicks off his campaign. We didn't even have a day off between the midterm elections and the start of the presidential campaign. You know, and I think a lot of people are becoming politicked out.
Well, it's the president's fault.
Why?
He's been campaigning for 2 years. The moment he got in, he had an election rally for 2020.
He's been forced to, because people keep bringing up stuff about him, trying to get him out of office.
Nobody forces Donald Trump to do anything.
Circumstances force him to do certain things.
I heard
this morning, it's funny to flip back and forth. I flip back and forth every day while I'm eating my breakfast between CNN's morning show with Allison Camerota, who I think is very good, Fox and Friends, and Morning Joe. Morning Joe's just unrelenting, constant anti-Trump. I mean, they don't have any other topic.
This is MSNBC.
MSNBC. This is just their big thing. And they're talking this morning how the president is desperate. He sees these polls. He knows he's losing big time. And he's going to get even more desperate as the days go on. And it's bad and a terrible state of affairs. His idiotic supporters have brought us to this point. I mean, it's just day after day.
Okay.
I'm admitting.
At least
CNN and MSNBC and Fox had other stories.
Let's look at the polls. Okay, so let's see what the polls. Let's go back to 2016, September of 2016. Quinnipiac University says, oh, President Trump's going to lose by about 8 points. Why is he even in the race? Okay. Let's see. Who's the poll from Franklin and Marshall? Let's see. President Trump will lose the race by 12 points, but the trend is in his favor. So, okay, so now let's look at the polls today. President Trump is not going to win the presidency. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Do you detect?
Well, I think because he is so polarizing, a lot of people don't want to admit that they're voting for him. And yet they are. They like the guy's policies. They may find, that was the story on Morning Joe this morning, that he is fatiguing his supporters by his constant tweeting. Mm-hmm. And he's got them to the point that some are wandering away, some are drifting off. You know, but it's because
he's exhausting his audience.
And yet there are, 40,000 people lined up now or, waiting to get tickets to his event.
And there's no guarantee. Even the ones in line, there's no guarantee they'll get in, because if 60,000 other people who already have tickets, and many people do, show up, some of the people in line 30-some hours won't get in.
Well, they'll probably be disappointed, but they'll be outside watching on a Jumbotron or something.
A Jumbotron. Okay.
They still have those, by the way?
No. I think they've upgraded them into just giant TVs. Well, now some of the TVs are modular. They're not one screen, so they can get even bigger.
Right.
All right. Well, we have open phones today. We are talking right now about the president and the president's reelection bid, which will be launched tonight. What is he, in Tampa, correct?
I believe.
Yeah.
Or no, is it Tampa or is it Orlando?
Right. Well, in any event, he's in Florida.
Right.
We got that right.
Somewhere warm.
Okay. And Amway Stadium, I guess, is that it?
I don't know.
All right.
Oh, but, it's Orlando. I'm right. It's Orlando.
Okay,
tonight.
Good.
It doesn't say where the venue is, but Vice President Mike Pence will be there. First Lady Melania Trump. You know, it's going to be a big night.
Right. Okay. Fabulous. Everybody's going to be excited. It'll be interesting to watch. I am sure all the networks will put it on
tomorrow morning. Fox and Friends will talk about how wonderful it was. CNN will say what a disaster it was. MSNBC will say what a disaster it was.
And how desperate he is, right?
He is,
because
right.
of his polling.
And CNN might come up somewhere in the middle. I mean, they're okay. CNN seems to be all right as long as Jim Acosta's not involved in it.
And
Don Lemon.
Is he expressly anti-Trump all the time?
Yes,
I know he's pretty
outspoken. He comes across as very, very reasonable sometimes, you see him, but I mean, mostly he's just an anti-Trump troll.
Okay.
I like that term, a troll.
A troll.
He's trolling Trump.
He stands under the bridge and waits for them to cross and then pounces.
Jumps up and steals their money.
Well, we have open phones. We'll take more comers. We know our audience has strong opinions about Mr. Trump, and so feel free to give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. That is our toll-free line. You are welcome throughout our program, or right now, or in the past 24 hours, as two individuals have done, to email us at onthemark@wdkok.com. You can send a message. You can send it anonymously. Just don't put your name at the end of it. We will not disclose who we happen to see at the received name at the top, if you happen to have an email that has your name on it. And we receive some emails where the name is not even there. So that's an anonymous email account. But feel free, whatever, however you want to do it, email us at onthemarket@wdkok.com. You can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start of a new one at 70236. You can sign up for Text Connect at wdkok.com. And in case I haven't said it, and I don't think I did, On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You'll be hearing lots more about them in the hour ahead. So let us take our first break. If you would like to call us, use the toll-free line. We see if all four lines are open. We're talking about President Trump and his re-election bid. I predicted 2 years ago that he'd probably win re-election. I haven't really seen anything other than, you know, you could look at polls and say, well, geez, he's not doing that well, but we know how polls accurately track things anymore, so I wouldn't put too much weight on that. What's your view? Could he win a re-election? If he does, what could he do? He's already done many of the things he said he would try to do, or he's at least efforted to do the things he said he would do. Health care, I guess, would be one stickler, but immigration, he's about to deport a couple million folks, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
They made fun of him this morning on Morning Joe for saying he's leading in 17 swing states. Well, we didn't even know there were 17 swing states.
Oh, 1-800. Well, look at the map. All you got to do is watch, what's that show we watch on Netflix now about the White House?
Designated survivor?
Yes. They have a map of the swing states.
Right.
There aren't 17. There's about 8. So, all right. But the president exaggerates and kind of puffs things up, but not actual lying. It's like when he said Fred Keller only had a 50-50 shot to win.
Well, then they accused him of absolutely lying outright to George Stephanopoulos in the interview about the polls. That's on Morning Joe this morning. Just unrelenting every
day. Well, the president is desperate. He looked pretty relaxed to me, but anyway. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We are talking about our president, and none of our emails or texts relate to that. So text us at 70236. Email us at onthemark@wdkok.com. We do have open phones. We would just love to hear from you.
It's been a great spring at Sunbury Motors Kia, and they want to keep the strong momentum going into summer with the Summer Sticker Sales Event.
Sunbury Motors Kia.
Summer is our favorite season, and you'll agree with these great deals. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month for only 36 months with $1,600 total due at signing. Save over $6,000 on a 2019 Sereno LX, now just $27,301. There's $5,000 in savings on a 2019 Kia Sportage, now only $21,901. Plus, get 0% APR financing for 66 months on select 2019 models. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, making it the best summer ever at Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing through KMF. Lease term is 3 months. 10,000 miles per year. $1,600 total due signing or equivalent trade. No security deposit required. Tax and tax extra. Offer expires 6/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
All right, welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We are talking about our president headed to Orlando this evening to announce his reelection bid. He's been campaigning for 2 years. He's got two more years to go, so a little bit less than 2 years, I guess.
So it comes as no surprise he's announcing he's running again.
Right. So this is the official word, and why not? This seems like an opportune time. We have 20-some individuals on the Democratic side who wish to be his opponent next year.
It's interesting. One, I guess you could call it a positive comment, Morning Joe had about Trump is that he's a very aggressive campaigner, and no one the Democrats have can hold a candle to him on the debate, on, you know, in a one-on-one campaigning type thing.
Wow.
You know, he can insult them and call them names and get people to follow his view of them.
Is that an attribute?
No, I said it was damning by faint praise.
Yeah, right. But, of course, if you're in a debate, the goal is to win one way or another. So, well, do you remember the Hillary Trump debates when he was wandering around, you know, he kind of
right behind her,
kind of had her off on her heels a little bit because of that?
Yep, he did.
Did he win those debates in part because of that?
I think so.
Yeah, I'd have to think back, but well, obviously he was able to sway a lot of people who didn't admit they were going to vote. Pollsters had missed them or weren't asking them. They don't have landlines, I guess, was part of the problem, or they weren't active Democrats or Republicans on either side.
Well, you know, it depends on polls. It depends on who you ask. I have lunch with a group of my friends on Thursdays, and pretty much we're all similar politically. So if you polled us, we would all tell you one thing. But if you polled another group of people, you might get an entirely different answer.
Don't you invite a token liberal anymore?
Well, we had one, but he left and went to Florida.
Oh, man. That's not good. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dan, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning. This is a very exciting day for me, and I'm not ashamed to say I voted for Trump.
Really?
Best vote I ever made.
I'm shocked, Dan. I'm absolutely shocked.
Especially since he's such a train wreck of a person and you being so upward and righteous.
Well, I'll tell you what, we all have a lot to be left to be desired. And I have improvements to be made, and so does our dear president, but I'd like, if they call him a train wreck, and I know they do, let's have another train wreck for the way our country improved. And I told Rob I have my popcorn, I'm popping it now, and I got Diet Cokes in the refrigerator, and maybe I think I'll go to McDonald's and get some good old burgers. Trump's favorite place, and
is it?
I think Trump is so far ahead that they can't admit it. My polls are the Trump rallies. Yes, if Trump wasn't popular anymore, if we grew tired of him, you would see a couple hundred at a rally. But down there in Florida, like you said, they have over 100,000 tickets out. And, you know, they've been waiting in line there since yesterday morning. That's the poll I go by. That's the enthusiasm. And
well, I think anybody could fill their rally with supporters. I wouldn't say that's necessarily indicative of an election outcome. I mean, we know the president has millions of supporters, hundreds of thousands of supporters. So I think to pull 100,000 into a rally, I don't think that's
really
super remarkable.
When you consider
feat.
That some of the other candidates can't get 100 people to some of their rallies.
Right.
Is that true? They're having low attendance. Well,
there's just not that. There's no excitement with the established candidates. There's no excitement with the establishment. We kicked the establishment in the butt, and they're still flying through the air from our kick. They don't get it. We spoke up. The people spoke, and we're going to speak again. We were tired of the establishment, and Trump's trying to kick the establishment out, but the establishment's the one that's fighting Trump every day. The establishment Republicans, all the Democrats are in the establishment. And what, back in the 60s, I agreed partly with the hippie movement. The establishment is a problem. Now them same hippies, 90% college professors, all them are with the establishment, defending the establishment.
Well, the president said you're right. He said yesterday, only fake polls show us behind the motley crew of Democrats. He doesn't say Democrats, but that's what he means. We are looking really good, but it is far too early to be focused on that. Much work to do. Make America great again, he wrote in a tweet.
Right. Well, I thought he was going to change that to let's keep America great.
Right. He hasn't converted
polls
yet.
They take polls every rally now to see which we want to go with. And it's pretty, it's some places it's make America great again to keep that slogan because it works so well. That way you won't have to throw away your MAGA hat there, Mark.
Yeah, throw it away. I do not have one.
Right on.
I should probably get one as a collectible.
But, you know, I haven't met anybody that said they voted for Trump that they're disappointed. The only thing they're disappointed in is the giant resistance movement that started even before Trump was in the office.
All
and
right.
The resistance movement, the protest movement, and the marriage between the Democratic Party and the media, that's very disappointing. They had a happy marriage. They consummated it once Trump was elected. They consummated their marriage. And the establishment Republicans are my biggest concern. I think if anybody ruins the Trump movement, it's going to be the establishment Republicans, which can't get on board with the president. They won't do the investigation into the collusion between Hillary Clinton, the Steele dossier. They won't get on board.
Oh, here
they're
we
dragging
go again.
Their feet.
Yep, we're going back in time. Okay, thank you so much, Dan.
We're going to have to
with all due respect, Dan, you've plowed that field.
And you guys have a great one.
Okay, thanks. You too.
And yeah, vote.
Enjoy your popcorn and your cheeseburgers. Have a good night.
Right, and Diet Coke.
Well, one of the story that you brought up brings up the same thing that they said on Morning Joe this morning. Few politicians are as good at defining and eviscerating a campaign trail foe than Trump. So in many ways, the 2020 race will not begin until there is a Democratic nominee.
Yeah, and I just think he would have Joe Biden for lunch. Even the other candidates have certain vulnerabilities, but I think Joe Biden, all the different gaffes and strange things and changes in his record over the years, which may be an attribute if you want somebody to evolve. You know, when did he get into politics? In the 80s or something? So.
Well, I think he would do fairly well on Bernie as well, from the standpoint that Bernie's ideas, they're socialist. And I think he would chew Elizabeth Warren up one side and down the other if she were the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he irritates her anyway.
What about a Pete Buttigieg or a Beto O'Rourke?
Well, yesterday the story was, and I don't know that, you know, I'm not saying making a judgment one way or the other, but Pete Buttigieg was asked about whether or not he might consider getting married if he were the president. And, of course, he's openly gay. Mm-hmm. So he held out the option that that might happen, that he might get married in the White House.
Okay.
And I think there are many people who would find that troubling.
Well, too bad.
Well, yeah, we're
We've had weddings in the White House, right?
Right, but never, you know, we haven't had a female president yet. Do you really think we're going to go to gay people before female people?
I don't really think it's a punch card. I think you kind of elect people who will be the best individual to run the country.
For years, you couldn't get elected in this country if you were divorced. Ronald Reagan was the first divorced president to be elected, you know, so, and John Kennedy was the first Catholic. This kind of change from the American people comes slowly. It doesn't happen overnight, and it usually isn't a giant step.
Well, maybe the Trump election is pushback for the black election, the black president that we had.
Well, I mean, we are making changes in this country. We are moving along and we are evolving, but it doesn't necessarily go that fast. And people may say, on an intellectual level, I'm fine, but then when they get into the voting booth, they do something else. And I think the same thing was true with President Trump the last time. Mm-hmm. People were embarrassed to say, I'm voting for this guy who appears to be a loudmouth braggart who has a nodding acquaintance with the truth.
Jeez.
I mean, some people felt that way.
That wasn't even quite as apparent then.
Well, you know, some people felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's going to be very interesting. I'll be fascinated to hear what he says tonight. If he just goes through the same old stuff again, then all he's trying to do is gin up the base. But if he actually puts forth some new ideas, some proposals, gives us a reason to support him, I'd be interested in hearing it.
Well, he's talking about deportation today, so maybe that's a preview. To be continued, we'll include you in the conversation during the 9 a.m. hour. We're looking at another hour of open phones coming up. Please join us. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. Superlative co-host is Joe McGranahan. Fabulous producer is Rob Center. Monitoring traffic to this very hour is none other than Mr. Matt Cotrillo, who is over in the newsroom. So we're always glad and happy for his help and hard work this morning. We're going to do some news headlines. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. You can call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. In the news headlines, as promised, two Democrats and two Republicans have secured their places on the ballot for Northumberland County Commissioner in November. John Byrd of Cole Township is running as an independent. When asked why he's running, Byrd says he just wants to get things done.
The people need an option, somebody that is up to date, technologically informed on things, somebody that's not going to play politics whatsoever and just wants to get the job done for the county.
Independent candidates do not have to go through the primary process. They have to submit a petition to the county. Byrd has met requirements to be on the ballot in November and has submitted his petition. In Harrisburg today, a nonprofit program that will help families struggling to provide basic necessities will be launched today by the United Way of Pennsylvania. It is called ALICE and will be unveiled at a press conference at 10 a.m. It stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. It's basically for working poor families on the margin, a class of individuals in the middle class identified back in 2007. There'll be more information about how that can help individuals in our valley coming up in future newscasts. Fresh off their first baseball state championship in program history, the Selinsgrove Grove Seals are thanking the community for all their support. After winning the state title, the Seals were greeted with a victory parade in downtown Selinsgrove. Head coach Brent Beiler.
looking at all the fans and the crowd, and then to come home to a fantastic parade. It was really awesome to see all the support that the community gave us to go down through the main street there in the fire truck. I could tell that the boys were just beaming. It was just really an awesome feeling.
Sealands Grove defeated Beaver 7-4 Friday in the PIAA Class 4A championship game at Medler Field at Lebrano Park at Penn State University. Republican U.S. Senator Pat Toomey is wading into a budget season fight in Pennsylvania and asking Democratic Governor Tom Wolf not to veto legislation to substantially expand state taxpayer support by $100 million for private and religious schools. Toomey wrote to Wolf Monday saying tens of thousands of children are waiting for the taxpayer-funded aid to help pay their tuition. The Republican-controlled legislature sent the bill to Wolf earlier this month with votes from just four Democrats. Wolf said last week that it doesn't help improve Pennsylvania's public schools, and Democratic lawmakers criticized the legislation as doling out public taxpayer money to families of means who don't have the financial, who don't need the financial help. The program effectively lets corporations and business people direct tens of millions of dollars in tax dollars away from the state toward private and religious schools. And let's see, depending upon how old you are, Gloria Vanderbilt was either the poor little rich girl at the center of a custody battle, a wealthy heiress, a designer jeans pioneer, or just the mom of CNN host Anderson Cooper. Vanderbilt died yesterday, age 95. Her son reported the news on CNN, saying his mom died at home with friends and family at her side and had been suffering from advanced stomach cancer back in 2016. Vanderbilt and Cooper appeared together in the HBO documentary Nothing Left Unsaid. So Gloria Vanderbilt, you remember her well. I remember the jeans. That's about it.
I do. Poor little rich girl. Yeah, I remember the
And
story.
That was a big custody battle back in the day?
Yeah,
that was even before
her,
your time.
Right. No, that was well before my time, yes.
Okay.
But I remember hearing about it.
Well, I've been through the Vanderbilt home up in Newport, Rhode Island. One of the mansions up there is belonged to...
Yeah, well, they had a few bucks.
Charles Vanderbilt?
No, it doesn't sound right. No. Commodore Vanderbilt?
Oh, there you go. Okay, so that's that. Yeah, fabulous home, just crazy, and full of innovations for the time, like central heating, big, huge coal furnace in the basement, and then a radiative process. And then fresh air was brought into the rooms through ducts in the wall, and within those ducts were radiators, so the radiators weren't in the room. But there were spaces in the wall for the hot air to get out into the room.
They didn't have any air conditioning, I assume.
Air conditioning of any kind? No, I don't believe so. No, they're from the turn of the century and thereafter. So into the 30s, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think it was discovered in the late 20s, early 30s, somewhere in there.
Okay.
In any event, she passed away, and it's...
Right.
Another noteworthy individual has... going on to bigger and better things.
Okay. So we talked a couple of things in the news lately. We have some emails pending. So let's look at the emails. They relate to topics. Earlier today, we talked about President Trump and his reelection bid, and we can still take more comers on that. What's so wrong with President Trump getting reelected would be a good question. What is so bad about having President Trump get reelected? What if the economy kept booming? And
well, now the liberals are going to be beside themselves again because he's announced that ICE is going to start removing millions of illegal aliens in the U.S.
Yeah, well, how's that going to work?
He's scant on details, but President Trump late Monday announced on Twitter that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement will begin the process of, quote, removing the millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the U.S. But he did not elaborate on what new measures will be taken. They will be removed as fast as they come, Trump said. Mark Morgan, director of the agency, did not announce any new initiatives during his stop in Louisville on Sunday, where he spoke about the humanitarian and national security crisis at the border. ICE did not immediately respond to an email request for comment. An administration official told the AP the new effort will focus on more than 1 million people who have been issued final deportation orders by federal judges but remain at large in the country. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to explain the president's tweets. So he's not going after hardworking family people. He's going after people who have been declared persona non grata, if you will, and
are kind of on the lam.
And then they're on the lam, yeah. Now, certainly nobody can be opposed to them being deported, can they?
Well, no. We should keep those individuals in the country. They're helping these countries. Oh, they have jobs. They're paying
Democrats
taxes.
Too, right? They're all registered Democrats.
They probably have fake IDs and registered as Democrats. So.
And they have California driver's licenses.
I don't know. Yeah, that's an interesting point that you just made. I hear what you're saying, and of course I dislike it, but if he's going
to do
that.
Why do you dislike it? They're here illegally, and a court has issued an order saying they should be removed from this country.
But they're not yet. So do they have no more appeals?
Instead of submitting to the judgment of the courts, which Americans by and large have to do, these folks have gone on the lam.
Well, if you have somebody who's just plainly in the country illegally, I think
these people fit that definition.
Well, then I don't think you have any standing to stand in the way of that. I mean, if you have somebody who overstays their visa or they're still appealing or they're going through the court system, or they came here for work and they're only going to work and not commit any crimes other than the initial crime of being in the U.S. illegally, which
as I said
is
in the
sort
story,
of a bad foundation.
They have been issued final deportation orders by a federal judge.
Oh, final, okay. I'm not sure that I stand in the way of that. I mean, I understand what the president's trying to do. If he's certain that this is legal, you know, there's so many things that
he
can't do.
Well, how can it be illegal?
Well, I don't know.
The final judge has said.
I'm not sure that it is. I said if he's certain, and I'm sure he's had, you know, the White House, his lawyer check it out. And you can import or export or deport people.
I'm sure somebody will appeal it to the Ninth Circuit, and the Ninth Circuit will find it is a terrible thing.
Up until lately, they always said President Obama did the most deportations.
Right, they called him deportator in chief.
And these were the individuals he was deporting? Do you happen to know that? I'm sorry, I don't know this. I should ask questions.
I think he was going after people who were here illegally.
Just in general?
In general.
Okay. Whether they've had any adjudication or not.
I think they were, you know, people, he was going after people with criminal records, people that Trump would like to get out of the country, too.
So we are talking about the opportunity that the president has as commander-in-chief to direct immigration and customs enforcement people to, if we know where somebody who's in the U.S. illegally and they've had their final adjudication, that they can be deported now. So this will come in a wave of deportations, I would imagine. So you will see some individuals in sanctuary cities being targeted by this. So does that present a conflict? You know, would the city do things to block it? I know the cities, the way that sanctuary cities help immigrants who are here illegal immigrants, is that they don't cooperate with ICE.
Right.
But if ICE comes in and says, look, I know he lives on Queen Street in Northumberland, we're going after him, would a sanctuary in Northumberland do something to block that?
If they were not only ignoring United States law, but ignoring an order of the court, I would think they'd be in very big trouble in California.
If they stood in the way. Okay.
They stand up they go to the Ninth Circuit and love it when the Ninth Circuit agrees with them. And in this case, where a judge has issued a final order saying these folks should be deported, I don't see how they can ignore that.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We started out talking about President Trump's reelection, and we can go right back to that if you wish. We see some open lines, but two lines are lit, so we'll go to those callers in one split second. But if you wish to occupy the remaining lines, 1-800-795-9565. When we were talking about the reelection, one of our listeners sent us a note saying, good morning, I know that the Trump big baby blimp will be in Florida today. Well, yeah, that thing seems to follow him around. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone
number. Sort of like Gene Stillip and his big pig.
We've talked about illegal immigrants being deported and President Trump's reelection bid. What's on your mind, Lance?
Well, I want that, but also as I think about Biden's flip-flop on abortion, it was a famous quote from I forget who it was, but he said, I have principles, and if you don't like them, I have others. And I thought that
seems to fit Mr. Biden, doesn't it?
Well, on
which
that topic.
Sure does, you know, just like the old glove. But we think about the deportation of these folks and our previous president's deporter-in-chief. Well, the way they classed deportations, if a border guard, if you want to call them that, would interdict a immigrant from across the border, and he said, hey, you better go back home, they wrote that down as a deportation. And they really did it. I heard they were border agents who were talking, and they said that's exactly what happened. And not only that, President Obama gave a talk with LaRaza, and LaRaza had taken them to task for all these deportations, and he explained it all to them, that they just changed the way we did it, not to worry. So that, I mean, that's, you can look all that up, man. That's really what he did.
Okay, so the numbers that President Obama may claim in terms of deportation aren't precisely the same types of deportations that the president is talking about. These are people turned away at the border, per se, but it may have been in the U.S. for a short time.
Yeah, precisely.
Okay, gotcha. Apples and oranges. All right, noted. Thank you so much, Lance. What else?
Well, also, I agree with you there. If you look at all the polls that were taken in 2016, they had Hillary up by, what, about 8 points?
Oh, my gosh, she's president, and she doesn't even have to campaign for 2020. Yep.
Yeah, the day before. I remember lots of callers on the mark. They added up all of the electoral votes, and it was absolutely no way that Trump was ever going to take the presidency. And he did.
Yep.
So I don't know if we're looking at the same thing again, but I certainly sincerely hope so.
Well, I wouldn't count the guy out. I mean, he's pulled rabbits out of a hat before. He probably can do it again.
That's one way to word it on the air. All right. Thank you so much, Lance.
You bet.
Take care, buddy.
1-800-795-9565 is the number that Cindy dialed.
I was going to say just what the previous caller said about President Obama changed how they reported what they dealt with at the border and made it look like they were deporting people that actually they turned away. So that's where the he got that moniker of deporter-in-chief. He wasn't really deporting people. I support President Trump's intention, and I certainly hope he does remove people who've been ordered by the courts to leave the country. And I think it says a lot that having had their day in court, they still flaunt the American people and the American justice system and remain here illegally. I think that says a lot about them and only hardens my resolve that they need to leave because they choose not to live by a system of laws, and that's troubling to me. I think President Trump will have an easier time being reelected than most people are estimating because there's a large number of people in this country who think conservatively, and he has achieved their goals. I think there's several Supreme Court justices. One specifically comes to mind. That lady is frail, and her time is coming. And putting a conservative person, he's delivered. He's put two conservative people on the court, and I believe he would do that again, and that would cement their control of the Supreme Court for decades to come because, you know, they serve indefinitely until their death, or they wisely and unselfishly choose to step down. So I think he has far more support than they estimate. With regards to polls, you know, when they call me, I routinely just flippantly answer. So I don't know why. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'm of a different race, sometimes I'm of a different age, and certainly I don't forthrightly answer their questions. So I don't know why we give them any weight at all, because I think the last election pretty soundly proved that whatever science might have worked before behind their polling isn't working now. So we really shouldn't spend our time betting that they have a grip on this. Now, I want to say that I really dissent from President Trump's decision to send more troops to the Middle East. I'm very disappointed that he's doing that. I understood him to be a non-interventionist. I think those ships, one was from Norway and the other was from Japan. So if they're unhappy about their ships being attacked, that's their problem. It's not my problem. It's certainly not the young people of this country's problem. That's a problem that those countries should address. And our proclivity to leap into all of these situations does us poorly. In it wastes our resources, it endangers our people, and most importantly, it teaches these other countries they don't have to be involved. And that's not what we should be teaching them. We should be teaching them that this is, they have a stake, and they should go out there to, if they think it's appropriate to protect a business of their country operating in a foreign area, then that's that country, Japan and Norway in this case. That's their problem. It's not America's problem.
I think I agree with you on every point.
Well,
oh my God.
May I dissent? I think that,
what?
You know, you look at the area where this is taking place, and a lot of the world's oil and food supplies and other shipping come through that area. So we do have a vested interest in keeping that open, because even though these ships that were attacked don't necessarily involve us, but the whole concept of free trade through that area does involve us.
Wait, Joe, we have more oil in this country than ever before.
I'm not
we
just
are
talking oil.
Energy independent.
I'm not and just talking oil, Cindy. There are other things that come through the Suez Canal and through that area. And, you know, if they start attacking oil tankers today, tomorrow could be food shipments.
Yeah, but it's not worth dying. It's not
putting
us.
Isn't this the same song they sang about Vietnam? If you let this country fall, then all these countries will fall. This is a outdated, outmoded, and ineffective thinking. So we wasted, literally, 58,000 lives and God knows how much money, which is irrelevant to me, to try to enforce our sense of government on the people of Vietnam. Do they live civilly with their neighbors now, as far as I know? So was our intervention effective? Hardly. And people of antiquated thinking, as has just been expressed, believe that our country
Sorry,
has
Joe.
An obligation to run the world. It does not. It is not in the Constitution. No, in fact, Washington, in his leaving, warned us against that very prospect.
Then
it
FDR
not,
declared we would be the arsenal of democracy.
Cindy, sharper than ever today. Thank you for being so clear on this.
If one of these companies wants to run their ships through a dangerous place, it's up to that company to use its resources to protect that ship,
well, can't
not
we,
me.
Can't we go around? I mean, if
right.
granted, it's
the
not
big
a,
world.
The shortest way.
Exactly. Well, they could go around. We don't have to deal with things in that area. It's this proclivity that some people in our country continue to have to envision us as the keepers of the world. And,
all right.
of course, they don't have any skin in that game. Their children aren't standing that line.
Check.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Last caller before a quickie break. Jenna, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Nice to be back on 1070 again.
It is my Jenna. I knew it.
I just wanted to say, if the U.S. is asked to come in and help, absolutely. We should be right there to help defend our allies and lend whatever assistance we can. I don't believe in completely isolating ourselves from everything that, every little woe that happens. I think that we definitely need to be a force in the world, but, you know, more of a supporting force. You know, that was one thing when we went to Afghanistan and Iraq, that we needed our allies there with us. If we're going to be a supportive force, I have no problem with that.
Okay.
Well, but we're putting so many young men in so much harm's way all the time, trying to be the helpful police department, not the sole police officer, as you've described, but trying to be a helpful police department around the world. I think we should just concentrate on our borders. If we do have this big immigration issue, then we should address it here. But if we're having trouble overseas, we should keep our nose out of it. That's my view. I'm a nonviolence person. Are you okay, buddy?
Well, I'm just looking at
I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that you're a nonviolence person. But now that I live in the American Southwest, I can tell you, speaking of immigration, that I have been told by people that I should learn to speak Spanish because there's so many Mexicans where I now live.
Okay.
And my response to them is always, shouldn't Mexicans be in Mexico?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jenna. I appreciate the call. Do you live in this region, or are you visiting?
I am visiting. I used to live in this region.
Fabulous. Okay. Well, make sure you send me a note, because you have to. Okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate our calls.
You know,
not all call. We know who Jenna is. She's a good former worker here, and I miss her already. Go ahead, buddy.
Here's
we got to take a break. Hold
here's
that thought.
Here's the point. Well, no, I don't want to hold the thought. Just let me say this one thing.
You have to hold it. But we can't do anything other than get the thought.
Well, we were talking, and Cindy brought up the point that if these foreign countries have a skin in the game, you know, they should send their own ships to protect that area. But, you know, she said, we're putting young men in harm's way, young men and women in today's military. But they volunteered for the service. They knew they weren't going to a picnic club. They knew they were joining an organization that might be called to intervene militarily.
Well, that doesn't mean we should sacrifice them. Hey, you volunteered. It's your own dumb fault.
Let me finish my thought. You know, I think they're highly motivated individuals who want to make the world a better place. And to do that, sometimes you have to stick up for your rights. And I think we all have skin in the game when it comes to somebody blocking international trade or creating a problem with shipping on the international market. I mean, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We get goods and services by ships coming from China. I mean, all of our cheap stuff, as you say, all the stuff I buy at Walmart has to come here by ship.
Well, you and Best Buy, too. You like both of those places.
Okay, right.
All right. So,
but seriously, I mean,
our military
does an outstanding job protecting us. Sometimes they are called upon for missions that maybe I wouldn't send them out on, but they're highly motivated people, and they accept the missions they're sent on.
Look, it is pure and unadulterated arrogance that we think we can go around the globe and fix all the ills that we find with trade and tariffs and shipping and...
That's right.
Armies.
Why did we have to get involved in the Nazis in World War II? We should just let them go. We didn't have anything in that fight. They were after Britain and Russia. Why did we get involved with them?
Didn't Japan attack us? I'm sorry.
Germany didn't. Germany declared war on us several days later, but we didn't have to go to war with Germany. We could have just said, hey, we're not going to fight you. You're nice people.
Okay, so you are saying the moral equivalent of the potential impeding, it isn't even happening, but you're saying the potential for impeding shipping near the Middle East is precisely the same as killing millions of Jews. You're saying that's the same thing.
I'm not saying that, and you know darn well that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the United States sometimes intervenes in places where they could stay out. We could have avoided World War II. Some people think that President Roosevelt actually knew about the Japanese attack in advance because we had broken the codes and deliberately let it happen so that we would get involved in the war.
Oh, dear.
Now, that's a conspiracy theory I don't buy, but, you know, we have traditionally, he referred to the United States, and he was correct, as the arsenal of democracy, which meant that we were building weapons for war. So what's the difference whether we actually physically intervene or just send all the equipment to other people?
1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately. We're arguing whether we should be involved militarily in the Middle East to make sure that shipping channels stay open. I say no. Joe says absolutely. And Jenna sends us a note saying, the woman who called earlier says she would like to hug you. She agrees with you so wholeheartedly that you get a free hug.
Oh, good. I was never get enough of those.
Quickie correction from when we said that Pete Buttigieg could get married in the White House. One of our listeners, who's quite smart, said...
that he was married in 2018.
Right. He talked about starting a family while in the White House.
Is that what it was? Okay. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Husband would adopt a child while in the White House to establish the family.
All
to that end, I would read this particular one first.
Says, hello. Yesterday, Trump fires his staff after he's humiliated by his own poll showing him losing to Biden. Ha ha.
Now, inject the truth into that sentence. It wasn't yesterday. It was over the weekend. He didn't fire his staff. He fired a pollster who leaked information
that
about
he had hired
the poll.
Was hired by the campaign and then chose to leak information. I think it's his right to fire
them. So he fired the leaker, not because of the outcome of the polling, although that may have irritated him. That's not why they were fired. They were fired for leaking. At least that's what the campaign says.
And then Ben from Lewisburg says, you cannot accurately poll the middle of the nation from a phone bank in Connecticut. It's not 1956 anymore. The polls were wrong in 2016, and they'll be wrong as long as we poll from outside the communities we intend to measure. Ben makes an excellent point.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We have another email that relates to this topic, but we are the WKOK live telephone talk show, so please call us now, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We have to take another quickie break to stay right on schedule, but call us now. President Trump wants re-election. He also would like to deport millions of individuals in the U.S. illegally who have had their final adjudication and who are somehow absconding from deportation. And he also is ready to militarily act in the Middle East to make sure that shipping channels stay open. Joe says that is a perfectly good use of the U.S. military. I say that we should stop being the world's traffic cop and get our nose out of there. If we have to take the long way around, we'll probably save a lot of money. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
spring at Sunbury Motors Kia. And they want to keep the strong momentum going into summer with the Summer Sticker Sales Event. Summer is our favorite season, and you'll agree with these great deals. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month for only 36 months with $1,600 total due at signing. Save over $6,000 on a 2019 Sereno LX, now just $27,301. There's $5,000 in savings on a 2019 Kia Sportage, now only $21,901. Plus, get 0% APR financing for 66 months on select 2019 models. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, making it the best summer ever at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing through KMF. Lease term is 3 months. 10,000 miles per year. $1,600 total due signing or equivalent trade. No security deposit required. Tax and tax extra. Offer expires 6/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
All right, it is Joe and Jenna 2, Mark 1 when it comes to the emails. So far, I need more allies here, so call us up, 1-800-795-9565. President Trump's re-election, our military intervention into the Middle East, bad polling results, President Biden or President Buttigieg, and the deportation of individuals. That's the round robin of our topic so far. We'll take more comers. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership all the way since 1915. 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do as I have done many times. That's go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. Get your car inspected. Get yourself pumped up with nitrogen. Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Those are the hours. Or do as I've done a couple of times. Go to sunburymotors.com and build yourself a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications. I got my new Ford Ranger all ordered up. It's a Ranger Raptor. It's going to cost me 40-ish, plus I'll get 20 for my old truck, and you're going to be finding out that my lovely bride will probably say yes, because I built it exactly as I want it to have. It doesn't have anything I don't want it to have, and it does have things I do wish it to have. Sounds like Paul in the Bible, doesn't it?
But you need your wife's permission.
Well, she has the checkbook and the title.
That's a pickle for
I don't even know where the title to my truck is. That's how bad it is. Anyway, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln cars and trucks are also available. SunburyMotors.com.
And we have an email that we didn't get to. It says, good morning, Joe and Mark. With regard to Dan's comment on how he does not know anyone who voted for Trump that is disappointed, well, I voted for President Trump, and let me tell you, I will not be voting for him again. While some of his decisions for our country have been positive, his behavior while in the office has been reprehensible and certainly not that of a president. Thus, I will be voting for a Democrat.
Well, he's a train wreck, so we stipulate that. But people like Joe and Dan overlook that and say, well, okay, yes, he's a train wreck, but just ignore that. Skip the Twitter account. Look at decisions, executive orders, things that have happened, trends. The economy is doing satisfactorily at the moment. It's not booming like it was a year ago, but it's still in the plus.
If you believe Morning Joe, he refers to it as the 9-year Obama recovery. You know, let's not give the President Trump any credit at all.
Well, regardless.
President Obama started it. He and Joe Biden, they did it all. And they invented the Internet, too.
Okay, so let's suppose it is the 9-year President Obama recovery. Certainly, President Trump has the ability and wherewithal to bring that to a screeching halt. And he has not done so. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. I mean, I would not vote for President Trump either, but facts are facts. So that's the name of that tune. Bobby D. Sounds like a famous singer. You are on the Mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone. For the deployment of the military, I'm going to say, you know, not just to the Middle East, but, you know, to Japan and Alaska and everywhere else we're at, there's vested interests in the economy when it comes to what those areas are providing and what businesses are over there that should I say feed our, you know, like Joe says, things being shipped from that area to here, and that. So I think it's, you know, in that respect, it's sort of a good, maybe not a lot of the military, but just something just to promote the safety of the ships.
Right, shipping in general around the world. So if ships are attacked in the Middle East, they could be attacked everywhere.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean, I'm not, you know, just, you know, where the ships are. Well, that's true. And that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, to, you know, I'm going to say protect the interests of the companies that the U.S. deals with as well as the foreign companies in like a trade agreement type thing. Mm-hmm. But just to protect the interest of them.
All right. Noted. Thank you so much, Bobby.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone right now. We would just love to hear from you. You can email us at onthemark or text us at 70236, as no one has done today. I don't think we had any text today. We had one left over from Chris that we read. Text us at 70236. Text Connect System is a system whereby you sign up at WKOK.com. We send you breaking national or local news via Text Connect.
Well, tonight's, of course, the big rally in Orlando for the president, kicking off his campaign.
Sure is.
And we'll see what happens. But, you know, this has been nonstop politics now since 2016. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. It's nothing but politics. A lot of good government isn't happening because people are so invested now in the political situation in Washington and coming out on top that we're not doing governance anymore. We're just doing nonstop politics. It's not the United States Congress as a lawmaking body. It's the United States Congress as a means to perpetuate yourself in power one way or another.
And to get rich quick.
Well, I mean, it's disgusting to me because there are so many things that they could put aside their differences and work on. But the Democrats are so invested in getting rid of Trump at any cost, and the Republicans, to a certain extent, are so invested in defending him at any cost that they can't work together to solve the nation's problems.
Well,
and
we just got to get reelected.
Sad.
We got to stick it to the other side.
That's what's
primary
going
function.
On down there. And I think President Trump has at least, you know, tried to put the olive branch out there a time or two, and he's gotten kicked in the shins for his effort.
Had me worried. 1-800-795-9565.
I've been at this for a few years. I know where to draw the line.
1-800-795-9565. Paul's here to test our memory. We know his is clouded, but let's see if he can test ours. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. The question is, the immigration seems to be a subject that people don't understand. Just recently on CBS, they celebrated the 150th year of the connection of the railroad from coast to coast. Now, the question is, they used Chinese immigrants in order to do that. The Chinese laid 10 miles of track in one day towards Denver. Do you think this nation would have been connected had the people of this nation was left to build the railroad without the immigrants?
Well, they paid a terrible price for it because a few years later we introduced a law and passed it that kept them out of this country, basically.
I know, but after the railroad was built, they wanted to send them home.
Right.
Okay, so what purpose did it serve this country if we left it up to the people? After all, this is our country, so shouldn't we have built the railroad for our people?
Well, that was a dirty, horrible job, and a lot of people didn't want to take the risk. A lot of people died in the making of that railroad. A lot of Chinese people died.
Were they able to stay in the U.S. if they were here at that point?
Well, they were treated well while they were here, but after they, you know, after they created their purpose, they found that they were better workers, more productive than some of the people that were here in this country, and that led to jealousy, and that led to laws.
Well, the same thing happened with the Grand Coulee Dam. There are 10 people that are buried in that wall. Why? Because when they fell in, they didn't stop the pour.
What? There's people in the dam? Is that true, Joe?
I haven't heard that one, but I've heard of other stories where in iron, you know, in steel manufacturing, somebody would fall into the vat and they couldn't cool it down. They couldn't get them out. They just left them in.
Okay.
Well, this was according to an almanac that stated when the dam was built or started to build, and when they started to make their pour, they couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Cement usually curates even in water. So they said, hey, that's only 10 men. We got to build a dam.
Okay. All right. Noted. Good questions all, Paul. Thank you very much for checking in. Chris, stand by. We're going to take our last break. We've got a caller standing by. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com.
It's been a great spring at Sunbury Motors Kia, and they want to keep the strong momentum going into summer with the Summer Sticker Sales Event. Summer is our favorite season, and you'll agree with these great deals. Lease a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month for only 36 months with $1,600 total due at signing. Save over $6,000 on a 2019 Sereno LX, now just $27,301. There's $5,000 in savings on a 2019 Kia Sportage, now only $21,901. Plus, get 0% APR financing for 66 months on select 2019 models. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, making it the best summer ever at Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Financing through KMF. Lease term is 3 months. 10,000 miles per year. $1,600 total due signing or equivalent trade. No security deposit required. Tax and tax extra. Offer expires 6/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Mr. Chris has been so kind as to wait. Thank you, sir. You are on the mark.
Yeah, the Republicans and Trump are really not very interested in governance at this point. Trump certainly never was, because he doesn't know how it works for the most part, is ignorant of the system. He hasn't passed very much. He's getting better at executive orders and getting better at wielding his power and putting loyalists in everywhere at the expense of competence. The Democrats have only had any real power for just over 6 months. So if anything wasn't happening before that, you might look at what the Republicans were doing. Trump is also, one of the first things he did when he got after the inauguration was secretly try to get rid of all the sanctions on Russia. And the problem with the Iraq thing was that he got out of the treaty that was negotiated. So now they're starting to threatening to start uranium again. And if they've already put, since the United States has already tried to put sanctions, it has already put sanctions on them and threatening more, they have very little reason to stay in. And we don't have the support of all the European countries and the worldwide countries, actually, for action against Iran. Because, why? Because of Trump. He's really quite incompetent. Korea's doing nuclear expansion, apparently, but he hopes they aren't because they promised him. It was all show. He's a reality show. There's very little real about him.
So what's your evidence that the North Koreans are doing more? They aren't sending off rockets?
That's been what the intelligence people have been saying. They've already done some short-range missile tests, and the photographic evidence apparently indicates that they are redoing their nuclear capacity.
But that's old. That's not this week. That's been the case.
Yeah, the last few months. Yes. Right. Not this week. The last few months. They've been ignoring it the whole time. There's no reality to it. They were even doing it, I think, when he tweeted out that they'd stopped.
But they're not as threatening as
he
they were, you have to admit that.
He went home with no reality behind it.
Yeah.
That's what Trump did. That's what he does. And when you have a president that can't be believed because he lies all the time, when he gets to some important issues, it undercuts his credibility. You can't believe him because of past statements.
Well, somebody must believe him.
If you want somebody like that in president, for president, go ahead and vote for him, I guess. But I think you're pretty foolish if you do. And you keep following around behind him, excusing him one thing after another. And, you know, if he gets the Supreme Court on his side, he already has the Attorney General on his side. Basically, he's saying you can't, the only thing that can get him is impeachment. There are no other rules holding him back. Impeachment's the only one, and McConnell and the Republicans, they're not doing anything with any bill that the House sends over. They're not attempting to even mark them up or discuss them. And they're backing Trump 100% or 98%. So there is no control on the president because the Republicans don't want any control on him. Is that the situation you want for the American government, a completely lawless president?
I wouldn't describe him as completely lawless, but let me just, for the sake of argument,
90% lawless.
For the sake of argument,
50% lawless.
What bills have they sent over that the Republicans are ignoring that it really would be good for the country?
Well, you use your definition of good for
no,
country.
No, I'm using yours.
Know,
you, I'll accept
been,
yours.
They've been putting sending bills on various issues from immigration to a few other things.
I haven't heard of any immigration plan the Democrats have put forward. This hasn't made the news, not even on MSNBC.
Well, I think it has, but you're not looking. But in any case, there's not much point in discussing them because McConnell's not doing anything. McConnell, who refused to let information about the Russian conspiracy out before the election, you know.
What conspiracy? The Mueller report didn't find any conspiracy.
The Russians were conspiring.
Well, with whom? The report, the Mueller report didn't find
they
any
were
conspiracy.
They were conspiring to elect Trump.
With whom?
And to cause disruption of American politics.
Okay, but that wasn't with the president's condescension.
Condescension?
He didn't agree
whatever.
To it.
It was with the president's awareness, I think. I mean, they did offer him dirt on Hillary.
Oh, my gosh.
And they did think the meeting was wonderful. And Donald or whoever it was said he loved it. And it was illegal if they took it, and you don't know if they didn't take it.
Well, I think 2 years and 500 witnesses didn't find anything to say they did. So, I mean, at some point, Chris, you got to face reality. It didn't happen.
I'm facing reality. The reality is there was plenty of collusion between the Russians and the Trump administration and the Trump people.
2 years and 500 witnesses couldn't find it. 2 years and 500 witnesses couldn't find it. 2 years and 500 witnesses couldn't find it.
Noted, Chris.
That isn't what he said. He said that he couldn't prove it was an illegal conspiracy because they couldn't find, they couldn't prove that the Trump people knew this was actually an illegal thing to do.
2 years and 500 witnesses couldn't prove it.
Ignorance was his blessing.
But ignorance of the law is no excuse, Chris. You know that.
No, you have to prove that you knowingly did it. And if you don't know it's legal, then you walk on that. That was Mueller's ruling. I think it's an incorrect one, but that's why Mueller was doing it.
All right, we got to go. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate the call. Very much appreciated. Perfect wrap-up to a perfect day. Thank you, everybody who participated. Glad to hear
Let's
from everyone.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
All right, we have an email about Northumberland traffic. We'll read that tomorrow. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News Time, it is now 10 a.m. Good morning, everyone.